Yes, good morning to you once again, and I trust that you are finding the Lord to be faithful and you're being blessed as you examine and meditate on God's Word. I'd like to continue with you this morning looking at some verses in Proverbs. My name is Jody, and I want to welcome you here to the Daily Inspiration, and I trust that it is just that, that not because of any man, but because God's Word is alive and powerful and is what inspires us to walk in this life in a way that we can glorify our Lord and Savior in heaven. So I would like to move on here. I'd like to look at some verses in Proverbs chapter 19. And I'm just going to pick a few of these out and just talk a little bit briefly about some of these scriptures here. But I would very much encourage you to go and read the whole chapter. You can, like I had mentioned before, each day of the month is a good reminder of where how you could keep reading one a day. And I believe that you'll be blessed, and there's much practical teaching and application here for us. But I'd just, like I said, I'd like to pick out a few verses here, and I'm going to begin in verse 11 of chapter 19. And it says, "The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." I want you to think about that for a moment. And then we're going to read another one here, verse 19, just skip down a little bit. And it says, "A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again." And the Bible speaks about anger, and in the Proverbs you'll find some more scriptures dealing with that. And men have a tendency to struggle with anger, not just men only, but it seems to be pretty prevalent with men. We have short tempers sometimes. We get a little bent out of shape, and our anger turns into fury and can be something that's pretty scary for people that are around us in those kinds of things. And if I just want to encourage you today, if you have a struggle with anger, there is good news for you. The Lord will give you grace and strength to deal with that anger and to put it away for good. And I don't know if I'm talking to anybody this morning that would have a struggle with that, or maybe there's somebody you know that struggles with that. I would encourage you to pray for somebody that maybe you are in contact with that you know is an angry man, or maybe it's you. Maybe it's you this morning that struggles with anger. Just want you to know our Lord is very willing to help you and to set you free from anger. Nobody likes to be around an angry man, and children and women and even other people are scared when they see somebody get in a fit of anger. It's not a very pleasant thing at all. And so I just encourage you today that the scriptures do mention it. You could take a concordance and look up anger and search out some more scripture for yourself. But it's something that God would have you to be rid of. And just want to encourage you to ask the Lord to take it away from you if you're struggling with anger. So I thought I'd just touch on those two verses there. And I want to back up just a little bit now and read verse 17. In the same chapter there, Proverbs 19. And so verse 17 says, "He hath pity upon the poor, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again." And I just wanted to look at a couple of other scriptures now. We'll go outside of the book of Proverbs here a little bit, because I was thinking about this verse, and there are a couple of scriptures that came to mind, because I really feel like that what is very near to the heart of God is that we as His people would be generous and would give. And I think you would spend much, much time if you went to the Bible and found all the teachings and the illustrations about giving. It's incredible. And God's heart, I believe, is pleased when we as His people give, and especially to the poor. The poor, Jesus said that you'll have always with you the poor. There'll always be somebody that is poor and needy. And God I believe, wants to use his people to reach out and touch people in this way of giving, not just of money, but sometimes it may be time, it may be some prayer for somebody, or maybe who knows what the Lord will show you, different ways to give. But it's very near to God's heart, and I want to just read a couple of scriptures here that are a reminder of some of the things that I believe is, very, like I said before, is very dear to God's heart. And I'd like to start in the book of Matthew, and I'd like to read in chapter 19, and if I'm reading my notes right, 19:21. So let me just turn there right quick. Matthew 19 and verse 21, and it says, now I want to give you a little context here. The rich young ruler has just approached Jesus, and he has had some conversation with him, and the young man saith unto him, he wanted to know what he needed to do to have eternal life. And Jesus said, you need to obey the commandments. And the young man said unto him, all these things I have kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. I believe this is a twofold situation here. Jesus knew that this young man had a struggle because he was rich. He had much riches. And it was tending to make his heart cold towards God. Jesus knew that and could recognize it. And the correction for that, Jesus said, I'd like you to sell what you have and give to the poor. Come and follow me. He was taking away a snare from this young man and at the same time giving to the poor. I think there's two sides to this. And Jesus was very wisely telling this young man, this is what you need to do. He must have known that there was some lack there. He's asking, what do I lack yet? What am I missing here? And Jesus was able to pinpoint that in his life. And again, shows that God has a great desire not only to set us free from riches, but to give to the poor, those that are needy. It seems to be near to his heart. I'll turn to Matthew chapter 10, and I'm going to be reading from verse 8. And Jesus was, he took the 12 disciples, and he sent them forth, and he wanted them to go just to the Jews, and to proclaim he's talking about to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he says, I'm going to back up a little bit and go to 7. He says, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. And I know this was a command to the 12 specifically, but you can see the heart of God here expressed through Jesus Christ. He was wanting them to give of themselves. He said, you have received freely, I want you to freely give. And that's, again, this is another little indicator of God's heart here. Now I'm going to turn to the book of Luke and just look at a couple of things here. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, and it says here, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. And the Lord is simply giving a principle here. If you're a very generous person, then you can be able to trust that God is also going to have a blessing for you as well. Now, we have to be careful here that we don't give just because we want to get. Our hearts can be wicked in some of those ways, but it is a principle that God has set out that if we give, he said, it shall be given to you also. God wants us to be giving freely, as we read earlier. And I'll read another passage here in Luke chapter 19, and this is a familiar story. You all would recognize the story of Zacchaeus, He was the little man that wanted to see Jesus, and he climbed a tree to see him. And I'm going to read in chapter 19 and verse 8. You can see that Jesus ministered to the heart of this man, and his response was like this: "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham." Now, again, there's two things going on here. Zacchaeus was wanting to give to the poor, something that touches God's heart there. And he also was making restoration and restitution for anything that he had falsely gathered up by fraud and cheating. And these two things was an indicator to Jesus that this man is now on his way to walking in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus was expressing that, and it's what God does in a heart. When he changes a heart, he makes a man to be very generous and to be able to restore what he has taken by fraud or by acting innocently in his affairs with dealing with men. And here we see that Jesus had dealt with this man, and he changed his heart. And again, I say those things to say I believe God is very interested in us to be giving, and especially to the poor. God's heart is very moved by that. And so I would encourage you today, maybe there's somebody you know. We live in America, United States of America, and we don't see a terrible lot of poor people, but there are some poor among us. And just pray that maybe God could show you a way that you could bless somebody in your life today or in this coming week here, that God will give you opportunity, somebody who is needy, somebody that has a need. Maybe you can fill it. And I would just encourage you to do that. Your heart will overflow with joy when you do this with the right heart attitude. And so I just encourage you to do that today. May God give you wisdom and courage to walk in that way. God bless you today.